Hi everyone, this is James from InfoDirect Group YouTube channel. I have a new video for you. It is called Rapture, Heavenly Signs and Events Convergence. And I'm recording this video May 9th through the 11th, 2024. So now I'm going to get started. Okay, I want to read Acts chapter 1 verses 9 through 11. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Now, I just wanted to give extra highlight on this part here in verses 11. Shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. So I think this is a very important hint that the Lord has given us in the scriptures. Now let me go to the next slide and I'll show you what I mean. Now after reading those verses I just read in the previous slide, you're probably wondering possibly what those verses were referring to, or you may already know what those verses are referring to. That is the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now let me read Acts chapter 1 verses 1 through 3. The former treatise have I made, O Theopolis, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles when he had chosen, to whom also he shewed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, been seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So according to Acts chapter 1 verses 1 through 3, or specifically the third verse, it says that Jesus was with the apostles for 40 days before his ascension. Okay, now if you take a look here in the time and date calendar calculator, I put in the Passover, when the Passover happened, April 23rd, 2024. Now, according to the calendars, you're going to think that that happened even sooner, or the Roman Catholic Church calls it that particular feast day Easter, but it's actually the Passover, okay? But that Passover actually happened April the 23rd, 2024. Now, if you add 39 days, we end up at June 1st, 2024, okay? Now, 40 days, it is June 2nd, 2024. Now, I just want to read Psalm 124. If it had been the Lord who was on our side, how may Israel say? If it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us, the stream had gone over our soul. When the proud waters had gone over our soul, blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Now I want to show you in particular the 7th and 8th verse I want to draw attention to. Now, if you take a look here in my second part of my matrix, I've created several videos about the matrix I received. Its 3-year anniversary is May 25th, 2024. Now, this is from the second part. You got SOS. You have an, looks like an altar. You have a, looks like a bag. And you have an A here, and you also have a bird. Okay, and the bird is like flying over or flying away. So I just thought that was interesting. Now, in this verse, now Psalm 124, it could be connected with 2024. It is possible this is the Psalms of Ascent, and I'm going to show you in a few slides, you know, a little bit more about that. But let me read Psalm 90:10. The days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Now, it almost sounds like similar verbiage as the seventh verse of Psalm 124. Okay, you have a bird out of the snare of the fowlers, okay? And you see how you got 7 and 8 right here in this very last part of the matrix in the corner right here at the bottom. You have 7 and 8, and then 9, 1, 1. You're going to see this in this presentation a number of times. So there is multiple connections that could be highlighting this time, okay, at this time that we're looking at, these high watch days. Now, something I want to mention, okay, now the labor and strength, that would refer to Israel, okay? They have not accepted their Messiah as of yet, and they're going to have to go into Jacob's trouble or the tribulation, okay, for a period of time. And before that happens, it really looks like this is referring to the rapture of the church, or the harpazo. Okay, so I think that we are very close, and I got more to show you. Let me continue next slide. Now, the Psalms of Ascent, or Song of Ascents, are a collection of 15 songs from 120 to 134 in the Bible that are also known as the Gradual Psalms, Songs of Degrees, Songs of Steps. This is the alternative name for the Psalms of Ascent. I just want to highlight that one in particular. Songs for Going Up to Worship, or Pilgrim Songs. I'm going to end right there. Now, doesn't that sound like Jacob's ladder? When Jacob dreamed, he dreamed of Jacob's ladder, like the Songs of Steps. You know, could that be like Jesus Christ's ascension into heaven? And of course, Psalms of Ascent, okay, like ascension, okay? So that's interesting. And then I just want to highlight that if you go to YouTube, you look up the Living Word, they have a video called Watermark of God in the Psalms of Ascent. Now, I believe that the Lord, you know, well, I know definitely the Lord is highlighting the Psalms of Ascent for a reason, okay? And it's his watermark proving that the Bible is divinely inspired, okay? But that is, again, a possible reason to believe that maybe the Lord is hinting to Ascension Day, possibly, or this time period, or after the rapture, you know, in Jacob's trouble or the tribulation. It's just like steps. Like it's going to be a pilgrim for the Jews, the remnant that are going to be saved. They're going to have to go through a cleansing period. So it's going to go through a very hard time, Jacob's trouble or the tribulation. So, you know, maybe that's what the possible connections could be. And that's why I think the rapture or the harpazo, I believe, will be before this time period, if it's going to happen this year. But I don't know when the rapture is going to happen. I don't know if it's happened this month, next year. I don't know. Okay. But time will tell. So let me continue. Now, I want to show you this screenshot taken from the Torah calendar. And I put on this information here. Now, if you watch my previous videos, the last, say, 3 or so, you've seen this image. Okay. This is what I feel really the high watch times are. Now, I put this boat on here with a net that's thrown off to the right. And if you take a look here at second Passover, you got the 1. And 2 days later, May 25th, 2024. Now, this marks the 3rd anniversary of when I received the Matrix back in 2021. Okay, so I put a 3 right here. And May 31st, I felt the Lord wanted me to put a 5 here, and I also put a 5 just in between the 31st and the 1st of June. But you have 1, 5, 3, just like in John chapter 21, the 153 fish catch miracle. I felt the Lord wanted me to highlight this. And if you take a look, June 1st is the 153rd day of the year. Okay. And again, what's significant, I've talked about in the last slide or two, is June 1st or even in the June 2nd would be Ascension Day. Okay. So the 1st or the 2nd in there, because it, you know, if you start at evening on the 1st and to the evening of the 2nd, then you would, you know, it'd be Ascension Day. But anyway, the 153rd day is June 1st. I added this calculations because many people are getting confused because of the leap year this year, okay? So if you take a look at January, there's 31 days. Okay, February, because of the leap year, there's 29 days. Okay, and then March, there's 31 days. April, there's 30 days. May is 31 days. And if I add one day for June 1st, that equals 153 days. Okay, so maybe it is possible the Lord, you know, is putting high significance, you know, with 153 fish catch. I think every number that the Lord has highlighted in the Bible is of significance or important. So could the 153rd day of the year, this particular year, be of very high significance? You know, time will tell. I don't know. But what I can say is, you know, there's so many things that are coming together that looks like or pointing to or highlighting this particular time period. So in the next slides to come, I'm going to try to support that and, you know, put it in your hands, see what you think. But it is, I think, there's so many things that are culminating together that I really believe that we're possibly very close to the rapture. But, you know, I do not know. Let me continue. I've got more to show you. Now I will read Genesis chapter 7, verses 11. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. Now, if you take a look, the Hebrew month of Iyar is actually at this particular time. Okay, let me go back. Now, right here, now, according to the Hebrew calendar, now they're in the second month in May. Okay, actually, May 26th would be the second month, 17th day. Okay, so could that possibly that the Lord hinted that it could be the second month, 17th day, you know, according to the Hebrew calendar? I don't know. It is possible the Lord would do that. He can use man's calendars also, even, you know, sometimes, you know, they're not always accurate, but the Lord can, you know, take what man does and, you know, turn it into positive. So, you know, God is able, you know, God is good, and he can do that. He has the foresight, and, you know, he knows, you know, history before it even happens. So, you know, I think that's is a possibility. Now I want to read Numbers 9:11. The 14th day of the second month, at even they shall keep it and eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. And again, we're talking about the second Passover, that right in this time period also, we're having the second Passover. And I just wanted to show you, you've got 9-1-1 in here, and this is the second part of my matrix. Now, this is the first part of my matrix. You have 9-1-1, and you have 7-11 right there. Okay, so I think that is not a coincidence. I know it's not a coincidence. Then you got 26 here. Now that's God's number. Okay. So is the Lord hinting to this particular time period? You know, the Lord said it would be as in the days of Noah. You know, I'm just paraphrasing. Take a look, you know, in the Bible, the scripture, and study it, and you'll see that there is connections, multiple connections to this time period, I believe. So let me continue. I've still got more to show you. Now, I want to read 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1. This is the third time I am coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. Now, I just want to show you some of the work of some of my brothers and sisters in the Rapture Watch community. Okay, they are definitely finding things that I think are of significance that the Lord wants us to know and is warning that the rapture is going to happen just like I have been. Now, Brother Patrick has done a great job at doing that. He's created several videos about the rapture, and he has made a few videos that I think that would relate here. Now that Christ is Jacob's ladder, okay. Now, and also he's talking about Jacob's ladder and Jonah sign combined. You know, I believe that April 8th, 2024 was the sign of Jonah that the Lord was talking about. He said the only sign they'll get is the sign of Jonah. Now, again, I'm paraphrasing. Now, look up that verse. But, you know, it is possible that the eclipse, April 8th, 2024, was indeed the sign of Jonah. Okay? I really believe that is the case. And I just want to show you, now, Watchman Adam has done a great job with this video. He's got major prophetic revelation, Donald Trump's evil Abraham Accords. And, you know, I remember back, it was in September of 2020, I was able to watch it. I think it was on Greenspan or whatever channel that was. And I really, for whatever reason, I felt the Holy Spirit really wanted me to see that particular event there when they signed the Accords agreement on the White House lawn. And, you know, I really remember that very well. And I think that this is significant. I believe that the Antichrist will make this agreement greater, okay, when he comes on the scene. I really believe that. And in the next slide, I'm going to show you something very interesting that Adam pointed out, okay. Now, let me continue. I'll show you what I mean. And, oh, actually, before I continue, now, this was in my second prime matrix, again, at the bottom right-hand corner. It just says, God bridged to you by Jesus, okay? Now, a lot of these things that I've put in this matrix, I really didn't know what they meant. And this was all done, written down at very high rate of speed. And it's just incredible how many videos I've made, you know, and, you know, it was not under my, or not my intent to make things come together. If you watch my previous videos, how things come together, but through the power of the Holy Spirit, okay, this was possible. Okay, if you read Ephesians chapter 2, verses 10, that verse will shed some light. And also if you read Proverbs chapter 25, verses 2, then you're going to see how this is possible. And the Lord indeed can and will do this, okay? Okay, I just want to go back to my original, you know, point. I just want to draw attention to this message, God bridge to you by Jesus. And now in Brother Patrick's video, Christ is Jacob's ladder, and I also talked about earlier about the songs of steps and also the Psalms of Ascent, okay? Could this be related? I think that is very possible. And this is actually in Brother Patrick's video. I took this screenshot. Now, this is from Stellarium. He took a snapshot here, and you got the ladder. So I think that's incredible. I really believe that had me put this information, God bridged to you by Jesus, and it could relate to what Brother Patrick did, okay, in this video. I don't know, but I think it's a possibility. So let me continue. I got more to show you. Now, I want to show you this screenshot here. Now, this is a screenshot from the Abraham Accords ceremony. Now, again, I just wanted to mention about Adam at Adam's Watchman channel. He reminded me about the Abraham Accords when that happened, and also about Daniel chapter 12, verses 12, this verse. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,300 and 5 and 30 days. Okay, now let me show you a screenshot I took from the time and date calendar calculator with these dates. Now, September the 15th, 2020 is when this Abraham Accords ceremony happened, to May 12th, 2024. So tomorrow, okay, the result is 1,335 days, or 3 years, 7 months, and 27 days, or 43 months and 27 days. Now, what is the significance of this? Well, could it this be the day period, the day count that is referred to in Daniel 12:12? That is a possibility, because this was a big event. And this could be the agreement that the Antichrist could strengthen. Okay. Now, and I also want to bring your attention that this year, Independence Day for Israel is a day later, starting May 13th, 2024 to Tuesday, May 14th, 2024. So the timing is impeccable. It is absolutely amazing. I really believe the Lord has designed it like this, for this to happen at this time. So let me continue. I still got more to show you. Now, if you've watched my previous videos, you have seen these screenshots in my previous videos, but I just want to show you this again. Now, this is from my first matrix, right at the top right-hand side, right at the beginning of my matrix, my first matrix. And you have 48, you have 74. I just want to show you this. You've got 48. Okay, I felt that the Holy Spirit wanted me to include this. Simple gematria result for God is 26. And if you break it down further, because every letter has a value. Now, for G is 7, for O is 15, now for D is 4. Okay, 7 means spiritual perfection, completion. That is the biblical meaning attached to that number. And 15 means rest. And 4 in Revelation, we see that 4 is door, and Jesus Christ, or Yeshua, is the door. Okay, and if you add 7 and 4 together, you have 74. Now, in simple gematria, for Jesus, the result is 74. Okay, and you're seeing that in God. Well, Jesus is God. He is the second person in the Trinity. Okay, and if you take a look here, you've got 48, you got 74, and right here, I think, is a very high watch time, the May 26, 2024. That is a day after the anniversary of when I received this matrix, May 25th, 2021. Okay, so this is a three-year anniversary here, and the day after is the 26th. And you can see right here. And here's 1, 2, 3. You got 1, 2, 3. And then you got 26. Plus 3, 1, 2, 3, and then you have the 29th and 30th right here, okay? So it'd fall right in that range. And then right here, it's covered up parts, so you got rapture and question mark, and then you have a sword, and you have YHWH, that is the tetragrammaton, or tetragram for Yahweh, okay? And the Lord was very clear, or the messenger said that 29 means resurrection. Okay, so I just want to point that out again. And when I put this in, it was this, actually I took it from one of my previous videos, a PowerPoint presentation, and it was like shaped in a diamond. So if you, I can move it up down, but it's pointing up to the 29, and it kind of lines up with the God in simple gematria. Okay, so that's interesting how this, again, how this is coming together. And I just wanted to show you this again. And I also want to remind you that the 40th day from the eclipse, so the sign of Jonah, it's possible that, you know, if something were to happen, it could be after 40 days. Okay, that would be May 18th. Now, let me remind you, the Gentile number is 10, okay, 10, and 10 is also means fullness, okay, and that would be May 19th, But then we have, again, the second Passover. And we also, again, May 26, 2024. Now, it's the second month, 17th day in the Hebrew calendar. So maybe the Lord is hinting that it'd be like in the days of Noah when the flood started, the second month, 17th day. Now, I don't know. You know, it's conjecture. But that is interesting, to say the least. Okay, and then how this is all coming together. And this is 53 days. This is May 31st, 2024, is 53 days from the April 8th, 2024 eclipse. And again, I remind you that June 1st is the 153rd day of the year. And again, if you read John chapter 21 about the 153 fish catch miracle, you know, that is, you know, it seems to be all connected and coming together. So let me continue. Now, if you take a look here at the bottom left-hand side, now this is a screenshot from the time and date calendar calculator. Now, I put in January 28th, 2024. Now, this is the anniversary of the Kaduri prophecy. Now, if you've watched my previous videos, I've talked about the Kaduri prophecy before. And I also have a link in the description under this video that you can watch about the Kaduri prophecy. Okay, but if you go January 28th, 2024 to May 26th, 2024, so right here, now that is 119 days. And if you read from right to left, like in Hebrew, that is 9-11. And I've showed you a number of times in my both matrices, I have 9-1-1 in each of the matrices that is highlighted. And then if you break it down further, it's 3 months and 28 days. Now, 3 means Holy Spirit, as a biblical meaning linked to it, and 28 means eternal life. Now, I wasn't going to actually have all this information included. Actually, a few times I was just going to clip this part here and not include this, but I felt that the Holy Spirit wanted me to include it. Very adamant, okay? And so I did, and now I realize why. If you take a look with my watch that I created over a year ago, this one here was updated. It was October the 17th of 2023 when I updated it. But my initial watch or clocks that I created through the power of the Holy Spirit was over a year ago, okay? And this information was on there, even on the original watch. But anyway, I just want to show you 9, 10, 11. Okay, you have the 9, 10, 11 right here. But look at this. You have 9, 11 right here. So you get 9, 11 right here. You've got 3 right here. You got 28 right here. And it's all kind of in line. And then you have 17 right here. Now, I really believe that the Lord laid this out, okay, for me to do in the future, okay? And again, I want to remind you of Ephesians chapter 2, verses 10, and that is how this is possible. So I will continue. Now, at this time, I want to share some verses with you. Now, I'm going to start with the gospel. Now, it is found at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. I'm going to give you 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 3 through 4. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. I'm going to continue. And Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And John 3:16, one of the most popular verses in the Bible, and a true demonstration of what love is. Let me read this verse for you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now let me continue. Now I want to draw your attention to Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. in particular, verse 10. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. Now, could this possibly be a type or a foreshadow of the two witnesses coming in the time of the tribulation after the rapture has happened? I think it is possible that possibly this could be a typology. And if that was true, again, the rapture would have happened and the two witnesses are there to tell the people what happened and give instruction to those that are left behind and to give truth right from God. Okay, so let me read Revelation chapter 11, verses 3. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. Now that is 1,260 days. Okay, now if you take a look here, April 23rd, 2024, that is when the Passover was. Now, if you add 50 days, that would come to June 12, 2024. But what I want to show you now is, okay, here's the Passover. You actually do not count the first day, and you actually start the Omer count from the second day forward, okay? And that is why Pentecost is June 13, 2024. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention. So let me continue. And I want to read Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now that is a promise. And if you're wondering who the Lord is Jesus Christ. So if you see the destruction coming after the rapture, you want to call on the name of the Lord. And again, that is Jesus Christ. Now, again, I want to share the names, titles, tetragrammaton, or tetragram, and the number of our Lord God. Now, this was given to me directly from the Lord, okay? Now, it's Yahweh, or YHWH. That is his tetragrammaton, or tetragram. Jehovah, I am, the Alpha and Omega, or Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, and his number is 26. He is the Almighty, and there is no one greater. Okay? And I also wanted to show you this is God's fingerprint, God's golden spiral. And I want to read Isaiah chapter 46, 10 again, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Again, I pose the question, is the Lord declaring the end from the beginning in this video? Time will tell. Now, this is the very first verse in our Bible, and this is the last verse in our Bible. And I've already showed you a possible connection to the high watch time periods already, but let me show you again. Again, you have 22:21. It is also possible the Lord has hinted to this time period of significance with the very last verse in our Bible. So let me continue. Before I continue, I felt the Lord wanted me to mention again what the meaning of 17 is, what the biblical meaning linked to 17 is. It is victory. So let me continue. And this happens to be my final slide, and this is the 17th slide. Now, I have stored this video and some other videos that I've created on this website, so you can access it, and you can even download the videos. Now, the website is https://011235.net. Now, I also recommend to take a look at the links under this video. Now, there is a link from a Lion of Judah that put out a very interesting video about this event that is happening and why you're seeing the Northern Light. So I highly recommend that you go into the description and click on that link to that video. And I have also included a slideshow presentation with some very important information that I recommend that you watch right to the end. So thank you so much for watching. God bless you. I love you all.
Not hidden, there's never been a moment you were forgotten. You are not hopeless, though you have been broken, your innocence stolen. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. I will send out an army to find you in the middle of the darkest night. It's true, I will rescue you. There is no distance, cannot be covered over and over. You're not defenseless. I'll be your shelter, I'll be your armor. I hear you whisper.